Reflection by Father Luis Cezano, Matthew 20, 1 to 16, A. God's workers. 1. What was arranged? The parable states that at the beginning, there is an arrangement with the laborers. There are times in life when we seek more than our fair share, and we also demand that others give us more than they can. This many times leads to losing love and enthusiasm. Sometimes you expect whoever walks by your side to join your accelerated rhythm. You are in such a hurry you don't even notice that the person next to you might not be well, just because there is no time to talk or share a conversation. It even happens in married life. As soon as you get home, you start with all of your housework, and you don't even stop to look at your husband or your wife in the face. It is the same with that priest or that nun who doesn't make time to sit down and talk about life with their brother or sister in the community. They only talk about obligations and chores. That is a killer. It ruins your life, and you only live and work for the reward. 2. Nobody hired us. Doing nothing kills and allows crazy thoughts to run in your mind. When people are unoccupied, they start getting into the lives of others. You might start questioning them, like a kind of panelist in life. It leads you to judge the lives of others and what they do while there is nothing happening in your own life. It is essential to be occupied, to work, to do something to improve your life. It is not good to be without something to do. 3. Be good. God promises all of us His kingdom. He appears in the life of each person at the right moment because God's time is not the same as ours. Stop wasting time looking at how other people live their lives. Keep your eyes on God. Focus on the arrangement that you have with God. Sometimes people come and say, "Father, I brought my friend who is a devil to see if you could say something to him." What do you want me to say? Just tell them that when God touches their heart, they will be happy. But this guy probably already has felt that divine touch from God that will lead him to be happy in his own way. Let's respect other people's space and time. You have a debt with God, and God does not allow anyone to be more generous than He is. Never forget that. God does not let anyone be more generous than He is. Stay strong and be happy. God will touch your heart in the right moment. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. And remember, heaven is our goal.